Good evening, good evening, and good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world. I'm a glowing candle. I glow eternally. I've always been, I always will be. That glowing candle sitting on your bedside table, reminding you that everything is good and very good. I travel all over the world and visit boys and girls everywhere, and I hear the stories of their activities and their fun things and the things that they do, and it's really interesting to see just how they handle their life. Sometimes they even ask me for questions, and believe it or not, they can hear me and they understand me. I was with three little boys who were out on a hike, and they were telling me how wonderful the hike was, that the next day they were going on a hike and I should come along. Well, I said, okay, I'll come along. So I went along with them on their hike. And these three boys were 7, 8, and 9 years old. And the 9 year old, of course, was the boss. He was the one who knew everything and knew what had to be done. And so he guided everybody onto the way that it was best to go. And we went out into this wonderful wilderness. It was the back part of the city park in the city of Brooklyn. And we went into the back of this park, and oh, it was really rugged. Oh my goodness. There were weeds everywhere, and there were trees that were thrown down, and bushes and things that were thrown in. It's sort of like a trash heap, but it was part of our hike. And so we went back there, and it was a long, long way from our house. It was almost 3 blocks away. And so, as we walked into the woods, the kids were just having a good old time. And there we had Peter. Yeah, Peter's a good old guy. He's 9. We had Jerome. He was 6. And we had Arnold. He was 4. 5 years old. 6, 7, 8, 9, 5. Well, anyhow, Arnold was a very precocious child. And Arnold said, come on, let's go look here. Let's go look there. Let's look here. Let's look there. And Peter, the older one, he says, come on, we haven't got time to do all that stuff. We have to hike in this way here and go in that way. And so the boys walked along, and they got stickers in their socks, and they got scratches all over them from the brush that was there and all the weeds that were growing. And Jerome said, you know, Peter, I think there must be a better way to do this. And Peter says, nope, I know the way, and that's the way we're going to do it. And Arnold said, but Peter, there's stuff to see here, and we're walking so fast we don't have a chance to see anything. And Peter says, well, that's my business. Now, you just pay attention to me and watch what I'm doing, because that's my business. And Jerome and Arnold says, okay, Peter, you're the boss. They let Peter be the boss, even though they knew they were each the boss. Well, as they walked along, they saw little lizards here and there, and they saw a rabbit now and then, and they saw a squirrel, and pretty soon they came to the edge of the park, and there was a little creek, not a river, but just a creek, and the creek was maybe about 5 feet wide, and it wasn't deep, it was maybe about as deep as a stone, and Arnold said, I want to go wading in the creek. And Peter says, nope, there's broken bottles in the creek, and you don't wade in the creek. Well, then I'll wade with my shoes on. Then you'll just mess up your shoes, and your mom will, these are tennis shoes. I can go in there with my tennis shoes. And Jerome says, Peter, stop picking on Arnold. Arnold's a good guy. And Arnold says, yeah, I'm a good guy. I'm a good guy. Stop picking on me. And Peter says, oh, come on, you guys. We're out here for a hike. We're out here to go someplace and do something. Well, they brought along their lunch. Peter had gone into the house when he was all alone. He put a bunch of cookies in the bag, and he put a couple of soda waters in the bag, and he put some peaches and some apples in the bag. And they sat down on the edge of the creek, And Peter says, okay, it's time for lunch. And Arnold says, it is not time for lunch. I have my watch. And Peter says, Arnold, you don't know how to tell time yet. Well, I still have my watch. And I know that it's not time for lunch because the two hands aren't pointing straight up. Well, yeah, I guess, Arnold, you're getting there. Okay. So Jerome is already sweeping away some of the brush by the edge of the creek and some of the trash, and they're all sitting there enjoying that, and they're thinking, wow, what a neat creek. What a neat place to be. And they sat there, and they thought to themselves, okay, let's have our lunch. And so they had their lunch. And they ate the cookies, and they ate the apple and the peaches, and they just thought that was wonderful. And then Peter took the trash, and he threw it to the side. And Jerome said, Peter, my dad says, never make things trashy. Always put things away nice. And Peter says, well, my dad says, if you're done with it, throw it. And Arnold says, what are you guys arguing about? And Jerome says, well, my dad says we should always be tidy. And Peter says, my dad says, do as you like. And Arnold says, well, I kind of like being tidy. I think that this is a wonderful world we live in. What do you know about this world, Arnold? Well, it's a wonderful world, and I know. I hear it on my Barney television show. It's a wonderful world. Well, okay. And to keep it a wonderful world, we have to take care of it. And, well, look at this area here. It is a nice place, but it's all full of weeds and it's all full of trash. Now, I tell you, guys, we're here and we're having fun. So let's play a game. Peter, Arnold said, you're the park superintendent. Well, of course I'm the park superintendent. And this is our park. And Jerome, you're in charge of taking care of things and making sure that they all get done. Well, does that work? No, it's fun. All right. And me, I'm part of this team. I help you do stuff. Okay. Arnold, smarty pants, what would Barney say that we should do? Barney would say that we should clean it up nicely and make it a nice place. Now, I think that we should come out here once every day, maybe every week, or as often as we can, and every time we come, clean up a little bit more. But then it'll take forever. That doesn't matter. We got forever. So let's do that, shall we? Oh, all right. But you know, I've been watching these Indian shows, and they show that the Indian boys who work together are a team, and they cross their hands and make a signal to each other, and they say, we are part of the team. And so the boys all crossed their hands and said, okay, we work together and play together and are together. But Arnold, you're so small. Peter, you're so big and you're so wonderful. Thank you for letting me be here. Oh, yeah, okay. So the boys start putting the trash to one side. And they picked up just a little area. Oh, it was an area maybe as big as the living room. But that was a big area. And they cleaned it, and they took the trash away, and they took all the stuff to one side and just pushed it off to one side and pushed it off to the other side and pushed it off. And pretty soon, there's a nice clean area by the edge of the creek. And then Arnold says, you know, you guys, I'd like to go wading in that river, in that creek, but you say there's glass in there. How do we get the glass cleaned up? Well, next time we come here, Peter says, we'll bring a rake along, and we'll rake it on into the creek and make sure that all the glass and all the stuff is raked out of there. Oh, Peter, you're so smart, Arnold said. You're so smart. And Peter puffed out his chest and said, yeah, that's 9-year-old guys are pretty smart like that. And Jerome, he just sort of went along with everything, having a good time, always with a smile on his face, always happy. Well, pretty soon, it was time for the boys to go home. And they had looked at what they did, and they said, gee, that is nice. And so they went home, And they said, now, this is our secret pact. We're not going to tell anybody what we're doing, and we're going to do it every day and make it nice, or as often as we can. And Peter, Jerome, and Arnold, the three musketeers, they're the pact. And so they decided that. And you know, every day for days, the boys would go out there. They'd bring a rake along, or they'd bring a shovel along, and they would clean it up. And then, one day, a guy came along and he says, what are you kids doing here? And they said, well, we're cleaning up our park because we like our park to look nice. But this is the dump. This isn't the park. Well, everything should be the park. The dump should not be here by the creek, because this is our creek. Oh, you kids. You got a good idea, though. You got a good idea. I tell you what. We'll come out here and give you a little hand. Oh, you don't have to help us, but that's our job. Okay, you can help us. You take away the trash in your trucks, and we'll pull it to the side, and we'll clean up the area little by little, because we like to be able to say that we did this, and this is our project. Boys, you're a surprise. You're a surprise. Well, that night, Peter, Jerome, and Arnold went home, and they were so tired but so happy, and they didn't tell anyone, not for a long, long time. But that's another story too. Oh my goodness, here comes Mr. Sandman. Look at him. He's got his bag of pixie dust, and he's going to sprinkle it all over everybody. And you know what he's going to do? It's going to make you go to sleep and have wonderful dreams and have wonderful thoughts. Now, you call your mommy and daddy and say, Mommy, Daddy, come on, I'm going to go to bed now. And they'll come tuck you in, give you a big hug, and you snuggle them and say, Mommy, Daddy, I love you, I love you, I love you. And then take your teddy bear and slide down on the covers and be ready for a good night's sleep. And boys and girls, I'll be back another night with another story from Mr. Candle. So, you have happy dreams and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.